सर्वेभ्यो नमस्काराः। अद्य हल्सन्धिप्रकरणे संस्कर्त इति रूपसिद्धिः समस्तुटीत्यारभ्यैव किञ्चित् पुनः पठामः। येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। अक्षकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतोऽस्मूनित्रयम् मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। Okay. Any questions from last class? Okay. किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः। सूत्रं तु अधीतं गतकक्षायां। सम् इति उपसर्गस्य सुटिपरे ऋत्वं भवति इति सूत्रार्थः। अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन अन्त्यस्य मकारस्य स्थाने सुडागमो भवति। सम् कर्ता, सम्पूर्वकस्य कृधातोः रजन्तरूपं भवति कर्ता इति। तत्र कर्ता इत्यस्य सम्परिभ्यां करोतो भूषणे इति सूत्रेण सुट् आगमः क्रियते। सुटि परे समः सुटि ऋत्वं स्यात् इत्यनेन मकारस्य ऋत्वे कृते सर् स् कर्ता इति रूपम्। अत्र मिकः पूर्वस्य तु वा, सम्पूर्णे ऋत्वप्रकरणे यत्र ऋत्वं क्रियते ततः पूर्वः यः वर्णः तस्य अनुनासिकः भवति, अनुनासिकादेशो भवति। अत्र ऋप्रकरणे रोहुपूर्वस्य अनुनासिकः वा स्यात्। सर् स्कर्ता इति स्थिते ऋत्वात् रेफात् पूर्वः अकारः Hello.
Samyaji, we lost you for a few seconds somehow.
Oh, okay. Where was I?
You were saying after samskarta, I think it dropped off.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't go until the next slide.
Okay. So let me go back. Ha. Samskarta it is thite. Samasuti. Sam iti upasargasya suti pare ruttam bhavati itinena रेफा, रेफे कृते अत्रानुनासिकः पूर्वस्य तु वा इत्यनेन रुप्रकरणे यत्र ऋत्वं क्रियते ऋत्वात् पूर्वः रेफात् पूर्वः यः वर्णः तस्य अनुनासिकादेशो भवति इति सूत्रार्थः। अत्र रुप्रकरणे रोहुपूर्वस्य अनुनासिकः वा स्यात्। रेफे कृते पूर्वस्य अकारस्य अनुनासिकाकारः आदेशत्वेन भवति सर् कर्ता। एतत्तु वैकल्पिकं सूत्रम्, अर्थात् विकल्पेन अनुनासिकः भवति। अनुनासिकाभावपक्षे तु अनुस्वारागमः भवति। अनुनासिकात् परः अर्थात् अनुनासिकं विहाय अन्यत्र रोः पूर्वस्मात् परः अनुस्वारागमो भवति। अर्थात् सर् स्कर्ता इति स्थिते रोः पूर्वस्य अकारस्य अनुनासिकः पक्षे कृतः, तदभावपक्षे अकारात् परत्वेन अनुस्वारागमः क्रियते, तेन समृ कर्ता इति जातम्। इदानीम् उभयत्र अर्थात् सर् स्कर्ता इति अनुनासिकपक्षे, समृ स्कर्ता इति अनुस्वारपक्षे च खरवसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः। पूर्वमेव अधीतं सूत्रं, खरि अवसाने च परे रेफस्य विसर्जनीयः स्यात् पदान्ते इत्यनेन उभयत्र रेफस्य विसर्जनीयः क्रियते। विसर्गे कृते इदानीं किं करणीयम् इति प्रश्नः। विसर्जनीयस्य सः खरवसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः इति सूत्रात् खरि इति अनुवृत्ते खरिपरे विसर्जनीयस्य सः स्यात् इत्यनेन विसर्गस्य सकारादेशः प्राप्नोति। तद्बाधित्वा वा शरि इत्यनेन शरिपरे विसर्गस्य विसर्ग एव भवति, अर्थात् विकल्पेन सकारः पक्षे विसर्गः इति सूत्रमस्ति। क्वश्चन् इस् आफ्टर् वि डु समृ स्कर्ता और् सर् स्कर्ता and we convert the repha to visarga using kharvasanayo visarjaniyah, what should happen next? Okay. The first sutra which tells you what should happen is visarjaniyasya saha, which tells if there is a kharvarna following visarga, the visarga will be converted to sakara. But as an exception to visarjaniyasya saha, we have vashari, which tells if that khar happens to be shar, that is shar shar sir, then the sakara is only vikalpa. Optionally, the visarga remains as visarga, is vashari. So here, since it is sakara, using vashari, we should get sattva only optionally. Now, as an exception to both these sutras, there is a vartika which tells sampunkanam so vaktavyaha. For these three things, for the sam, pum and kan, for these three particles, whenever it is followed by shar, even then the visarga, the sakara is compulsory. It is not an optional sakara, but the visarga becomes compulsory. So using this vartika cases, we convert the visarga to sakara. So the, for example, in anunasika paksha, sar skarta iti sthite, kharvasanayor visarjaniyaha ityanena repasya sthane visargaha, sampunkanam so vaktavyaha ityanena visargasya sakaradeshaha, tena sanskarta iti sakaradvayam rupam sikhyati. There is one form which has two sakaras after the anunasika. In the anuswar paksha, similarly you have samr skarta, the repha is converted to visarga, the visarga is converted to sakara, and we have samskarta with two sakaras. This is where we stopped, right? So some, even after we do the visarga, it is still a part of some. Sthanivadadeshaha nalvidhu. The thing was originally some. So even after we convert it by adesha, we still refer to it as some. So, the visarga sakara. Clear so far? Agre kim bhavati iti prashna. Now, this is two forms. Let's keep it aside. Samova lopameke iti bhashyam. There is one vakya in the bhashya which tells, in samasuti, it is samova lopameke. Eke nama kechana vinyakarana namate. Samaha lopaha bhavati. Instead of the rutva for the upasarga sam, there is lopa. There is an optional deletion. The deletion is again alontyasya, we delete the makara. So optionally the makara could be deleted. We have samskarta, samova lopameke ityanena makarasya lope sa skarta iti bhavati. Lopasyapi ruprakaranasthatvat anusvara anunasikabhyam ekasakaram rupadvayam. Now, this lopa is also included in the rutva prakarana. Because of that, atrananasika purvasituva, atra ruprakarane purvasya anunasikaha ityanena, akarasya anunasike krate sanskarta iti ekasakaram. Here you hear only one sakara. Right? Similarly, anusnasika karonusvaraha ityanena anusvare krate samskarta iti ekasakaram rupam. So, there is one option where we do rutva. If you do rutva and then do anunasika and anuswara, we end up with two forms, each of which have two sakaras here. Samsukarta. Right? If we do not do the rutva, as an optionally there is a deletion of the makara. So after deletion, if we convert it into anuswara and anunasika, then we have two forms which have a single sakara, which is sanskarta and samskarta. Right? Now, I mean, this is a deviation, but to note that this is how we derive Samskrita also. We have been debating on what would be the correct form and pronunciation of Samskrita. Samskrita is derived like this. You have Sam and Skrita. Sam and Krita. Kridhato hukta pratyaha tasya sudagamaha. Sudagame krite Samskrita. Tataha samova lopameke ityanena lope sa skrita. Tataha anunasika pakshe sanskrita. Anuswara pakshe samskrita. So these are the two forms which are most commonly in use. That is, we have other forms. We have a form with two sakaras, with three sakaras and so on. But the form which is most common is this. Either sanskrit or samskrita. If you hear the uchcharana of Uttareyas, that is the North Indians, they pronounce the, they prefer the anunasika form, which is sanskrit, with an nasal intone for the akara, whereas the southerners pronounce it as samskrita with the anuswara form. Right? Idani sanskarta samskarta iti rupadvayam. Dvisakaram tu uktameva. We already dealt with forms where there were two sakaras each. That is the previous slide. where we did Rutva and then Anuswara and Anunasika. Then Tatra Arthata Dvisakarake Rupe Anachicha Iti Sakarasya Dvitva Pakshe Trisakaram Api Rupa Dvayam. He says we have Sa, Su, Su, Karta. This is the first form which we derived. Adhuna Atra Ach Asti Akaraha Ach Achahparasya Yaraha Dvevastaha Natu Achi Anachicha Ittenena Sakarasya Dvitvam Prapnoti. Anachicha Achah parasya, achah akarat parasya, yaraha sakarasya, dvestaha natu achi, sakaraha na acha, tasmata atra dvitvam bhavati. Jitte kute sa, su, 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 karta, sa, karta, iti trisakarakam rupam, ekam siddham. Okay. Let me warn you now, we are going to derive lots of forms for samskarta. And one question which arises, how do we pronounce these words? As in, if we have three sakaras or two sakaras or one sakara, how's the pronunciation? There is one thing where in the Bhasha Kayata says that there is no such difference in pronunciation when there is dvitva or no dvitva for a vyanjana. Right? Even otherwise, these are all only theoretical derivations. Whatever we do, as in, this might seem a very theoretical exercise, but it just shows the range of how Vyakarana can think, how we should think. It just expands the power of thinking on in all what all ways we can think. It might not seem very useful in this particular case, but looking at the number of forms that can be derived from a single rupa, you will really be amazed at seeing how we can utilize the sutras of Vyakarana and how far thinking can be established. Okay. So now Trisakarakam Rupamasti Sanskarta. What happens if there is an Anuswara is the question. Sam su su karta ityasti. Anachicha ityanena dvittam bhavativa. Iti prashnaham. Yatohi atra achnasti. Atra akaraha achasti. Atra akarat paratvena anuswaraha asti. Anuswaraha ach bhavativa. Iti prashnaham. Is Anuswara considered under ach? Because for Anachicha we need a sakara which is preceded by ach. But here between akara and su there is an anuswara. So unless anuswara is also ach, we cannot do the dvitva. So he says, but is anuswara an ach is a question. Anuswara visarga jishvamuliya utadhaniyana akaropari sharshita pathasya upasankhyatatvena anuswarasyapi achtvat. Anuswarasyapi achtvam asti. Katham asti. All these actually Anuswara, Visarga, Jihvamuliya, Upadhvaniya and Yama, what we call refer to as the Ayoga Vahas, they have not been actually told in the Maheshwara Sutras. But the Bhashyakara includes them in two places in the Maheshwara Sutra. One is after Akara, A I U Nityatra Akaropari Pataha. Arthato Anuswaraha Akaranantaram. Ete sarve santi anuswaraha visargaha jihvamuliyaha upadhaniyaha yamascha. And also sharshucha sharshasa. After the sakara also we have these again. Meaning they can function as both ach and hal as required. When you require something which depends on ach, then also you can use these as ach. And if you require something to be hal, you can treat them as hal letters. So both are possible. Anuswarasyapi achtvat. Atra akaropari anuswarasya pathaha iti svikritya. Anuswarasyapi achtvat. Atahparasya raha devastaha natu achi ityanena. Tasyapi dvitve sam su 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 karta. Samskarta iti trisakarakam rupam. Anachicha iti sakarasya dvitva pakshe trisakaram api rupadvayam. So we now have six forms. In Anunasika pakshe Trini, Anuswara Pakshe Trini. Eka Sakaram, Dvisakaram, Trisakaram. Anuswara Pakshepi, Eka Sakaram, Dvisakaram, Trisakaram. So we have a six forms, a total of six forms of Samskarta so far. Right? Etani Rupani. Samskarta, Samskarta, Ityatra, Shrat Rupani, Ahatya. इदानीम् एकं वार्तिकमस्ति शरः खयः. शरः परस्य खयः द्वेवास्तः इति. शरः खयः इट् इस् अ वार्तिक ओन्लि. हा, शरः खयः इति वार्तिकम्. Okay, the question, why can't we continue for 4 or 5? Because as I had told earlier that Lakshye Lakshanam Sakradeva Pravartate. With respect to a single Lakshya, a Lakshana, a Sutra can be applied only once. That is, if you have a Sakara here, the Sakara can be doubled by Anachicha only once. Because you cannot go on applying the same Sutra to the same particle again and again. For in everywhere, if there is one particular particle, the sutra will apply only once. Lakshya Lakshanam Sakradeva Pravartate. That's why we cannot go on making 4 or 5 sakaras, right? So Sharah Khayaha, it is sutram. Okay, Ilya still has a doubt. To which new sakara are we applying it? That's a question. We are applying it to this sakara, right? Sanskarta. What Lakshya was this derived from? This was not derived from a dvitva of this sakara, right? This sakara was derived from the visarga. We had a repha here. Sanskarta. The repha was converted to sakara by sampunka anamso vaktavyaha. And then we are applying a different sutra on it, which is anachicha. If the case where there was a single sakara and we doubled the sakara to get this sakara, then we could not apply it again. This has not been derived from anachicha, right? It says one lakshya, a sutra, one particular sutra can apply to a particular lakshya only once. Different lakshyas. So this sakara, if possible, could get dvitva from two different sutras. We'll see that later, that one particular particle can get dvitva twice if the dvitva can happen from a different sutra. It cannot have the same sutra applied on it twice. Okay. Sharah khayaha. Sharah parasya khayaha dvevastaha. If there is a khai varnaha. Kha pha cha tha tha cha ta ta. Kha pa. Vargasya prathamaksharaha dvitiyaksharova. Sharah parasya. Shar 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 sa ityete bhyaha varne bhyaha paratvena khai varnaha asti chet. Tada vikalpena dvitvam bhavati. Sanskarta ityasti. I'll show one form for example. You have the first form with a sanskarta, dhanunasika and a single sakara. Here you have a sakara which is shar and a kakara which is khai, right? So sharah khayaha ityanena kakarasya dvitve sa su ku ku artha kakarasya dvitvam. So we had 6 forms. In all 6, if we double the kakara, we end up with 12 forms. So these were the 3 forms initially which had a single sakara. Now we have 3 more with 6 with 2 kakaras. So in all for the anunasika paksha we have 6 forms. Sorry. Okay, Muthu Subramanji has a question about Sthanivad Bhava, which we'll see later. Okay, please let me complete this and then I'll come to what is Sthanivad Bhava exactly. Okay. So Anunasikavatam Trayanam Sharakhayaha iti kadvitve shat rupani. For whatever we had 3 forms with Anunasika, if we apply dvitva using Sharah Khayaha, we end up with 6 forms. What happens in the Anuswara forms? Samskarta, samskarta. Kakarasya dvitve, punaha atrapi shatrupani sambhavanti. Atra, eshu shatsu rupeshu, anachicha ityanena anuswarasyapi dvitvam bhavati. As I said already, Anuswara can function either as and ach and also as a hal. Okay, both are possible based on the prayoga. If you need it to be ach, it will be ach, and if you need it to be a hal, it can also be a hal. That is, it can be included in sharp. So if we include anuswara also under sharp, again we can apply dvitva to the anuswara. If we do the dvitva for the anuswara, we end up with 12 forms. There were 6 here after kakara dvitva. Anuswarasyapi dvitve. Anuswaravatam anuswarasyapi dvitve dvadasha. So now we have anunasikasya shadrupani, anuswarasya dvadasha rupani. We have 6 in the anunasika paksha and 12 in the anuswara paksha. Ahatya ashtadasha rupani. Now, esham ashtadashanam takarasya dvitve vachanantarena punaha dvitve cha ekatam dvitam tritam iti chatushpanchashat. So we have samskarta, samska, r, अचोरहाभ्याम द्वे इति द्वितीयधायकं सूत्रमासीत् अजः पराभ्याम रेफहकाराभ्याम परस्य अरह द्वे वास्तः इफ देयर इज अ रेफा व्हिच इज प्रीसीडेड बाय अकार एंड फॉलोड बाय अ यर द यर विल गेट द्वित्व अचोरहाभ्याम द्वे इत्यनेन तकारस्य द्वित्वं क्रियते तदा तकारद्वयमस्ति राइट सो ऑल 18 फॉर्म्स इफ वी डबल द तकार वी एंड अप विथ 36 फॉर्म्स Also, the takara can get dvitva again vachanantarena by another sutra. As I told just now, doing achorahabhyam dve again is prohibited because one sutra will apply only once in the lakshya. But if there is a different sutra which would apply, as in this case, there is yano mayo dve vachya. Yana iti panchami maya iti shashti iti pakshe. Yana parasya mayaha dve vastaha ityanena. पुनः तकारस्य द्वित्वं शक्यते द्वित्वे कृते त्रितकारकं रूपं सिद्ध्यति दिस इज अ डिफरेंट सूत्र विच इज अप्लाइंग इफ वी अप्लाई दिस सूत्र वी एंड अप विद थ्री तकारस ओके सो वी स्टार्टेड विद अ फॉर्म विद वन तकार देयर इज अ फॉर्म विद टू एंड देयर इज थ्री सो वी हैड 18 फॉर्म्स ईच ऑफ विच इज ट्रिपल्ड सो वी हैव 54 फॉर्म्स टुगेदर In each of those 18 forms, we double the takara by achorahabhyam dve and double it again by yanomayo dve vachya ahatya chatushpanchashat rupani. Now, this is the final step. Anaha anunasikatte ashtotram shatam. Anuma pragrishyasya anunasikaha. Iti pragrishya samya. Pragritibhava prakarane ante drishtam asit. Apragrishyasya anaha avasane pare anunasikaha vasyat. If there is an un At avasana, at the end, which is not pragrihya, it will get an optional anunasika. Samskarta ityatra antyasya akarasya ano pragrihyasya anunasikaha ityanena anunasike krute samskarta iti anunasikavatam rupam. So each of the forms, each of the 54 forms which we had so far would be doubled again with each with either anuswara or no anuswara and we end up with a total of 108 Right. So to sum it up, samkarta iti sthite, samparibhyam karutau bhushane, ityanena kridhatohu sudagamaha. Sudagame krite samskarta, samasuti ityanena makarasya rupve sarskarta, tataha anunasike anusvare, atranunasika purvasya tuva, anunasika paronusvaraha, ityanena anunasike anusvare rupdvayam. समोवान उपमेके इत्यनेन मकारस्य लोपे अनुनासिके अनुस्वारे रूपद्वयम् ततः सकारस्य द्वित्वे रूपद्वयम् आहत्य षट् रूपाणि रूपषट्के निष्पन्ने ककारस्य द्वित्वे द्वादश रूपाणि अनुस्वारवतां षण्णाम् अनुस्वारस्य द्वित्वे अष्टादश रूपाणि अष्टादश रूपेभ्यः तकारस्य द्वित्वे पुनर्द्वित्वे चतुष्पञ्चाशत् रूपाणि अन्ते अनुनासिक विकल्पे अष्टोत्तरशतं रूपाणि संस्कर्ता इत्यस्य ओके आई विल गिव यू दिस नोट्स आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट संस्कर्ता इज नॉट पॉसिबल टू पिक इट अप इन द फर्स्ट क्लास बट एवरीथिंग इज हियर राइट सो मेबी आई शुड जस्ट डू अ स्लाइड विच हैज विच सम्स अप व्हाट वी डिड सो फार So what we started with is samkarta iti asit. Kim bhavati samskarta. Samparibhyam karotau bhushane ityanena kridhatuhu suragamaha samskarta. Tataha samasuti ityanena makarasya rutum sarskarta. Rutve krute atranunasika purvasya tuva ityanena anunasike sarskarta. Itekam rupam. Tadabhave anunasikat paronuswaraha ityanena anuna anusvara deshe samrskarta. Iti rupam. Atranunasika purvasya tuva ityatra atra ityukte rupakarane. Matuvasuru chandasi sambuddho vityanena ruprakaranam arabhyate sarvatra sarva purne prakarane yatra yatra rutvam vidhiyate athava rutva sambaddhikaryam uchyate tatra tasmat purvasya anunasikaramo bhavati anunasikadesho bhavati ityarthaha atra anunasika purvasya tuva ityanena anunasike sarskarta anunasikat paronusvaraha ityanena anusvaragame samrskarta tataha rephasya visargaha sorry okay I'm not getting the visarga I do not know why tatra anunasiko api asti samskarta atra tu sam okay I don't know why I am not getting the right form. There is an anunasika here. Samhaskarta and samhaskarta. Parvasanayor visarjaniyaha ityanena visarga adeshaha. Visargasya sampunkanam so vaktavyaha ityanena sattvam. Tadatu samhaskarta samhaskarta. This is the first stage where you derive two forms. There is a samhaskarta samhaskarta. Sakaradvayam rupam. Okay. Atraiva samkarta ityatra samova lopam eke ityanena makarasya lope kim bhavati saskarta iti bhavati. Atya saskarta iti sthite atra anunasika purvasya tuva ityanena anunasike athava anusvare rupadvayam nishpadyate saskarta tathaiva sam eka sakarakam rupadvayam adhuna anachicha itenena sakarasya dvitve atraiva arthat dvisakaram rupam yatra asti tatra anachicha itenena dvitve krute trisakarakam rupam nishpadyate sam sa sa sata sam sa 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 ekaram rupam dvisakaram rupam trisakaram rupam iti shat rupani as I told you atra means rup prakarane it is in the prakarana of rutva whatever happens I did not say only if rutva happens rup prakarane ataeva dikshitaihi uktam lopasyapi rup prakaranasthatva question is after doing lopa, since it is not rutva, how are you doing anuswara or anunasika? That is why the lopa, the samova lopa meke iti bhashya vasanamapi samasuti iti ruprakaranasthameva. Whatever is told in the ruprakarana, whether it is ru or something else, that will also, there also the sutras will apply. Atra anunasika purasyatuva and anunasika atvaro anuswaraha. Therefore, even in the case of lopa, we do get anunasika and anuswara, right? So now we have six forms with one single sakara, double sakara and tripled sakara, right? Now for all the six forms, we double kakara by sharakhayaha. So we get 12. Now there is six of anunasika and six of anuswara. If the 6 of Anuswara, the Anuswara is also doubled, we get 12 of Anuswara and 6 of Anunasika. That goes to 18. Once we have 18, in all the 18 forms, we can double the Takara and then double it again by two different sutras. That is 18 into 3 goes to 54. And once you have the 54 forms in all of them, Anupragrahasya Anunasikaha applies and converts the final Akara to an Anunasika. So that is 54 into 2, which gives 108. Hope that is clear. So I think if you go and look up the sutra again, look up this class again, you will be able to get it. Okay. Now there was a question on Sthanivad Bhava, which I think I'll prefer to take it later. I'll explain it to you, Subramanyamji. For the others, is there any question so far? Any doubts till Samskarta? So now you can work out as a homework how many rupas can we derive for Samskrita. Samskrita mityasya ityatra kati rupani sambhavanti. It is not 108 definitely. So why? Is it less or more or how many? How many forms can we derive in the word Samskrita? Try it out at home. Right? So we'll go to the next sutram. Pumahkayam pare. Iti agrimam sutram. Padatrayamasti pumaha. Khai ampare. Matu aso rusambuddho chandasi ityataha ru iti anuvartata. Pumaha iti shashti vibhakti. Pum shabdasya sthane ampare khai iti ubhayam saptami. Khai athat khai varne pare. Vargasya prathamavarne ditiya varne vapare. Ampara ke khai. That is, if pum is followed by a khai varna, which in turn is followed by an am varna. Ampara ke khai. Ruhu asthata prathama vibhakti rutvam bhavati ampare khai pum shabdasya ruhu syat pum kokilah itasti puman kokilah itasthite karmadharaya samasah pums shabdah sakara loke pum kokilah iti asti atra pum shabdah k o kilah pumah khai ककारः खै वर्णः तस्मात् परत्वेन अम् वर्णः अस्ति अम्परे खै पुं शब्दस्य रुत्वं भवति इत्यनेन रुत्वे पुर् मकारस्य पुनः अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन मकारस्य रुत्वे पुर् कोकिलः इदानीम् अत्रानुनासिक पूर्वस्य तु वा इत्यनेन रुत्वात् प्राग् अनुनासिके पुर् कोकिलः अनुनासिकात् पर्वनुस्वारः इत्यनेन अनुस्वारागमे पुम्र कोकिलः पुनः खरवसानयोर् विसर्जनीयः इत्यनेन रेफस्य विसर्गः क्रियते पुंह कोकिलः पुंह कोकिलः इदानीं किं करणीयम् इति प्रश्नः वाट् हेपन्स् नेक्स्ट् इस् द क्वश्चन् दीक्षितर् सेस् व्युत्पत्तिपक्षे अप्रत्ययस्य यदि षत्वपर्युदासात् अहकपयोः प्राप्तौ अव्युत्पत्तिपक्षे तु षत्वप्राप्तौ सम्पुङ्कानाम् इति सः एक्चुलि द फैनल् डिसिशन् इस् सम्पुङ्कानां स्ववक्तव्यः जस्ट् एस् वि अप्लैड् फार् द प्रीवियस् थिङ्ग् अत्रापि सम् पुं पुं शब्दस्यापि सत्त्वं भवति इति निर्णयः अतः विसर्जनीयस्य सत्त्वे पुंस् कोकिलः इति रूपद्वयम् इति सिद्धान्तः किन्तु बिफोर् वि डू दट् we apply sampunkanam sovaktavyah, what would happen is the question. If sampunkanam sovaktavyah were not there, what would have happened is the question. So Dikshita says, yutpatti pakshe apratyasya iti shatvaparyudasat akkahpayoh praptav avyutpatti pakshe iti shatvapraptav. So this is actually, this has to be a Jihvamulya and an Upadhmaniya. Hope everybody knows how to write a Jihvamulya and Upadhmaniya. If you have your books, you can refer. It is a, there is a U followed by an Ulta U. That is, there are two marks. It is as if you cut the Visarga and placed them, inverted them. There are two marks, which is a mark for Jihvamulya and Upadhmaniya. But my software does not, Varaha does not have an option of inserting Padmaniya. So I just substituted with something which looks like a half Padmaniya and half Jihamuliya. But the actual way out to write it is how what is given in the book. I hope everybody has a textbook. So you can look at there and see how to write Jihamuliya and Upadmaniya. We'll see what how Jihamuliya and Upadmaniya, how they are derived in the next class. That is Ahka and Ahpa. If you remember Samnya Prakarana, Kapabhyam Prar Ardha Visarga Sadashav Jihvamuliya Upadhaniyav. There are half Visarga types which are there whenever Visarga follows either Kakara. Visarga is followed by Kakara or Pakara. You get Jihvamuliya and Upadhaniyav. Right? He says, Vyutpatti Pakshe Apratyasya Iti Shatva Paryudasat Kahpayoh Praptav Avyutpatti Pakshe Tu Shatva Praptav Sampunkanam Iti Saha. So what happens if Sampunkanam is not here? There is one paksha where which says you have got Upadmaniya or Jihvamuliya. Pum Kokilaha ityata Jihvamuliyasi praptihi asti. Aparasmin pakshe shatvasya praptirasti. Katham Upadmaniyasi Jihvamuliya Upadmaniyanam praptihi. Katham va shatva praptihi. Iti kinchit gyatavya. How is the word pum derived itself is a question. Okay. Kupoh kahpocha iti kavarge pavarge chapare visarjaniyasya kramat jihvamuliya upadhvaniya staha is the sutra kupoh kahpocha. Okay. Kavarge pavarge chapare visarjaniyasya jihvamuliya upadhvaniya bhavati athatu pumha kokhilaha ityasti che kavarge pare visarjasya jihvamuliya prapnoti. So by kupoh kahpocha you should get Jihvamuliya here. Okay. There is also another sutra, Idu Dupadhasya cha Apratyasya. Ikara Ukaropadhasya Apratyasya Visargasya Shahasya Kupoho. If there is Ikara or Ukara which is preceding the Visarga and that Visarga is not belonging to a Pratyaya. For example, if you see here, there is a Visarga which is preceded by Ukara. And if this visarga is not of a pratyaya, then idudupadhasya cha pratyayasya ityanena visargasya sthane shatvam prapnoti. Visargasya shahasya kupvoho. So there are two options. Either using kupvoh kahpocha we can do jihvamuliya or idudupadhasya cha pratyayasya we can do shatva. That all depends on whether the visarga belongs to a pratyaya or not. If the visarga belongs to a pratyaya, then kupoh kahpocha ityanena jihvamuliyah syat. Yadi visargaha apratyayah, pratyayasya bhagaha nasti, tada idudupadhasya cha pratyayasya ityanena shatvam bhavati. So far clear? Now what we have to decide is that visarga belonging to a pratyaya or not. If it belongs to a pratyaya, we have to get jihvamuliya by kupoh kahpocha. If it is not a pratyaya, then we get idudupadhasya cha pratyayasya ityanena shatvam prapnoti. So what is pums shabda? So for this we have to go to the derivation of the word pums. Unadi pratyaya. So it is a word which is derived from a unadi. Unadi is a set of pratyayas which Panini has not told. He has just told unadayo bahulam. There is one sutra in the Ashtadhyayi which says unadayaha krut pratyaya. Dhatoho bari unadi pratyaya bhavanti. But Panini has not elaborated on those sutras in the Ashtadhyayi. But there is a separate thing which says Unadi Sutras. There are sutras called Unadi Sutras which we use for derivation of many, many common words which are derived from the Dhatus. Now regarding this Unadyantaha, there are two pakshas. One paksha says unadini vyutpannani. Vyutpanna means it is derived from prakriti pratyaya. There is a dhatu and there is a pratyaya which joins to give a form. It is vyutpanna. There is also a paksha which tells unadini avyutpannani. That is, you cannot separate prakriti and pratyaya in unadyanta. It is a ready-made form. There are two pakshas. Okay. Now, if we stay in the vyutpanna paksha, if we are saying that unadini vyutpannani, that is, if we can separate the prakriti and pratyaya in the shabda pums, pati iti puman. The derivation is pati, he who protects is a puman. Pa iti dhatohu dumsun pratyaha vidhiyate. Pater dumsun iti sutrena dumsun iti pratyaha तत्र उंस इति शिष्यते. चुटु इति डकारस्य इत्संज्ञा, उपदेशे अजनुनासिक इति सकारोत्तर उकारस्य इत्संज्ञा, हलन्त्यम् इति नकारस्य इत्संज्ञा, तस्य लोपः. वाट् इस् लेफ्ट् इस् उंस. पु उंस टेः इति टि लोपः. वेर् एवर् देर् इस् ए डित् दट् इस् डकार इस् इत् द प्रीवियस् टि इस् डिलीटेड्. टि इस् द अचोन्त्यादि टि, द फैनल् अच् that is akara is deleted and we finally have pums, right? So this is the derivation of the word pums. If you accept this derivation, that is if pa and dumsun, if ums is the pratyaya, then you can see that this sakara belongs to the, or sorry, this makara ums ityasti sakaraha ums iti pratyayah, puman kokilaha iti karmadharaya samase, pums su kokila su इति अलौकिकं विग्रहवाक्यम्. द वे वि स्प्लिट् द समास इस् लैक् दिस्. द सुप्रत्यया गेट्स् लोपा वै सुपोधातु प्रातिपदिकयोः. यु आर् लेफ्ट् वित् पुंस कोकिला. द सकार गेट्स् अगेन् लोपा वै संयोगान्तस्य लोपः एण्ड् यु हाव् पुं कोकिलः. दिस् इस् वेर् वि स्टार्टेड् पुं कोकिलः, रैट्? नौ दिस् मकार दट् इस् अनुस्वार विच् इस् कन्वर्टेड् टु मकार बिलोङ्ग्स् टु द प्रत्यय. इफ् दिस् प्रत्यय पुमःखय्यं परे इत्यनेन मकारस्य ऋत्वे ऋत्वानन्तरम् अनुनासिके रेफस्य विसर्गे अयं प्रत्ययस्य विसर्गः. दिस् विसर्ग बिलाङ्ग्स् टु द प्रत्यय. सिन्स् इट् बिलाङ्ग्स् टु द प्रत्यय, प्रत्ययस्य मकारस्य स्थाने ऋत्वं, तस्य स्थाने विसर्गः, तस्मादयं प्रत्ययस्य विसर्गः. So we cannot apply, as we told, there are two forms. If the visarga does not belong to the pratyaya, then we would have got shatva by idudupadasya cha pratyaya. But since this derivation tells us that the visarga belongs to the pratyaya, kupoh kah paucha ityanena jihva mooliyah prapnoti. We should logically get jihva mooliyah by kupoh kah paucha. If we accept the party that unadini vyutpannani, that unadis have been derived from dhatus. But I told there is another opinion that unadini avyutpannani, the unadis are ready made forms and you cannot separate prakriti pratyaya in unadis. Tadatu pums ityeva shabdaha, the ready form is pums, there is no prakriti and no pratyaya. Tadatu prakriti pratyaya vivechanam eva nasti ityataha idudupadhasya cha pratyayasya iti visargasya sthane shatvam praptnoti. So if you accept the unadini vyutpannani, the derivation of unadis from unadi pratyayas, then kupoh kah paucha ityanena visarga jihvamooliyah prapnoti. Unadini avyutpannani iti pakshetu shatvam prapnoti. But all this does not matter here, because in both cases preventing both kupoh kah paucha and idudupadhasya cha pratyayah sampunkanam so vaktavyah iti vartikena sakarah bhavati. In this particular case we do get the sakara by sampunkanam so vaktavyah pums kokilah, right? So I'll just go back. All this was just to explain the sentence which Dikshitar says, vyutpatti pakshe unadini vyutpannani iti pakshe apratyayasya iti shatva paryudasat idudupadhasya cha pratyayasya atyanena apratyayasya iva visargasya shatvam vidhiyate ityatah व्युत्पत्तिपक्षे विसर्गः प्रत्ययस्थः इत्यतः कः पयोः प्राप्तौ जिह्वामूलीयः उपधानीयो वा प्राप्नोति. अव्युत्पत्तिपक्षे तु गुणादीनि अव्युत्पन्नानि इति पक्षे अप्रत्ययः विसर्गः इति कारणात् इदुदुभदस्य च प्रत्ययः इत्यनेन शत्वप्राप्तौ सम्पुङ्कानाम् इति सः. हियर् इन् बोत् केसेस् वि गेट् सत्व वै सम्पुङ्कानां सो वक्तव्यः. तदा तु पुंस् कोकिलः पुंस् कोकिलः इति रूपद्वयम्. सिमिलर्ली इफ् यु हाव् पुम् अण्ड् पुत्रः, पुमान् पुत्रः इति स्थिते पुम् पुत्रः इत्यत्र तु सिमिलर्लि पुमः खय्यं परे इत्यनेन मकारस्य ऋत्वं, खर्वसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः इति रेफस्य विसर्गः, विसर्गस्य सम्पुङ्कानां सो वक्तव्यः इत्यनेन सत्वे पुंस् पुत्रः पुंस् पुत्रः इति रूपद्वयम्. Any doubts? ओके अग्रे सरामः. अम्परे किम्? पुमः खै अम्परे इत्युच्यते. किमर्थम् अम्परे इति वक्तव्यं? पुं क्षीरम् इत्युक्ते पुं शब्दात् क्षीरशब्दे परे पुं शब्दः अस्ति, खैवर्णः अपि अस्ति, किन्तु अग्रे अम्वर्णः नास्ति, सकारः न अम्वर्णः, तस्मादत्र मकारस्य वृत्तं न भवति, केवलं मोनुस्वारः इत्यनेन अनुस्वारे पुं क्षीरम्. सो द क्वेश्चन् दिस् आल् दिस् दलकृत्य अम्परे किम् इस् अ दलकृत्य. दलकृत्य वेर् इस् वेर् we try to see if each word is needed. So when he asks ampare kim and gives an example, the example should be such that all other conditions are satisfied. If this word weren't there, even here we would have got rutva. That is how the dalakritya should be. You cannot give any random example for this, right? Where pum kshiram ampare kim ityasya pum kshiram ityeva udaharanam. अत्र पुं शब्दः अस्ति, तत्परत्वेन खैवर्णः अपि अस्ति, किन्तु अम्परकत्वं नास्ति. अम्परे इत्यस्य अभावे अत्रापि ऋत्वम् अभविष्यत्. तन्निवारणार्थम् अम्परे इति पदम् आवश्यकम्. रैट्? सो अम्परे इस् नीडेड् टु प्रिवेण्ट् ऋत्व हियर्. इफ् द वर्ड् वाज़् नाट् देर् बिकास् पुं शब्द इस् फालोड् बै खै, ईवन् हियर् वि वुड् हेव् गाट् ऋत्व. टु प्रिवेण्ट् दट् हि सेस् अम्परे. खै किम्? खैवर्णे परे एव ऋत्वं. पुं दासः, पुं शब्दः अस्ति, अम्वर्णः अपि अस्ति अत्र, किन्तु अयं न खै. खै खैवर्णत्वाभावात् अत्र ऋत्वं न भवति. पुं दासः, पुमान् दासः. ततः वार्तिकमेकमस्ति, ख्यायादेशे न. ख्याय् इति चक्षिङ् धातोः चक्षिङ् व्यक्तायां वाचि आचष्टे चष्टे चक्षाते चक्षते मीन्स् टु स्पीक् टु टेल्. ओके, फोर् दट् धातु चक्षिङ् देर् इस् अन् आदेश काल्ड् ख्याय्. वेरेवर् देर् इस् अन् अर्धधातुक प्रत्यय वि हेव् गेट् एन् आदेश काल्ड् ख्याय्. ख्यायादेशे परे पुं शब्दस्य ऋत्वं न भवति. पुं ख्यानम् इत्यस्ति. पुं शब्दात् खैवर्णः अस्ति, खैवर्णात् परत्वेन अम्वर्णोऽपि अस्ति. All conditions are satisfied, but khyayadeshe na. Yada chakshing shabdas, chakshing dhatohu khyay adeshah kriyate, tada rutvam na bhavati. Ityuktatvat atva rutvam naasti. Okay. There's a question which I do not understand. In one case, pum is pratyaya and the other case it is not. Is it because of unadi pratyaya? Yes. The unadi pratyaya is lumsun. So if we accept that unadis are also pratyayas and they are also derived, as it unadyantas are derived from dhatus, then it is a pratyaya. Right? But if you think, or if there is paksha that they are avyutpana, that pums is a ready-made form, you cannot split pums into pa and dumsun, then it is not pratyaya. Any other questions? We cannot use an as the pratyahara. We can use ach probably, as an an is always with the purvanakar. So the question is, they are saying puyaha kai ampare. The example should have been something which has a example. The am in the example should be one of nyamangananam. Otherwise there is no point in using the pratyahara am. He could have easily, the example given is say pums putraha and pums kokilaha, in both of which the amvarna happens to be ach, right? So Panini could have said pumaha khai ach pare. Why did he say am pare? Because there should be one varna which is beyond ach, in which case also the rutva is needed. So what is the example? This is very true, very valid question. So I should look it up. I do not know such an example off the head, but you are the ones. there should be some example which has rutva even when it is the kai varna is followed by one of nyamagananam or hayavarat or even sorry nyamagananam only. So I look up an example for that and tell you. Any other questions? What is the definition of pratyaya? A pratyaya is anything that has been told in the adhikara pratyaya. Pratyaya is an adhikara in the Ashtadhyayi which spans three chapters. Starts at the beginning of the third chapter and ends at the end of the fifth chapter. So anything which comes under this adhikara is a pratyaya. Okay. So within the third pada of the third chapter, he says unadayo bahulam. Panini says there are unadayaha bahulam, that is they are used sometimes or they can be used, but still later vyakaranas have established that according to Panini it is avyutpanna. That is why there is a difference of opinion. Since Panini himself says unadayaha, they should be pratyayas is one thing, where the others do not accept that. Okay, I think we can stop here today. Enakshara samam nayam adhiramya maheshwara trithram vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha vakyakaram vrarukim bhashtakaram patanjalim paninim sutrakaram cha pranasam munitrayam munitrayam namaskritya tadukti paribhavya cha mayyakarana siddhanta komudiyam virachyate.